The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man, and you're listening to the Insurance Hour. Phone numbers are 222-TALK and 222-8255. Feel free to give us a call. We've got open lines. We're here to answer your questions on all your insurance on all your insurance needs. So whether it's a homeowners, an auto, motorcycle, boat, commercial auto, business liability, a business owner's policy, whatever it might be, we've got your answers, or we can get your answers. So we're a couple of days out from Thanksgiving. So I hope everybody's going to have a nice and happy and safe Thanksgiving. We've got a couple of interesting little topics today. We're going to go over auto insurance rates. Found an interesting article that talks about car insurance costs in all 50 states. We'll kind of pinpoint where Florida falls on that list. And then a little bit later on in the on the show, we're going to go over prescription drug costs and what you can do to help limit and save some money in those areas. So again, the phone numbers are 222-TALK and 222-8255. If you want to reach out to me privately because you're a little shy and don't want to talk on the radio, you can also find me through the Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and look up at Insurance Hour. That's at Insurance Hour. And my phone number and email address are on there so that you can reach out to me privately with your questions. So let's kind of delve into the topic here. Car insurance. You know, what is it about car insurance? People want it. They know they have to have it, but they're always looking for the least possible cost and the least amount of coverage. And there could be some mistakes following that kind of train of thought or that philosophy. If you have assets, if you're retired and you own your own and you own your home outright, and like I said, you've got some assets. The last thing you want to do is put minimum coverage on your cars. You want full coverage. You want the insurance company to be willing to defend you and not just get out their checkbook and just write a check because there's only minimum coverage on it. And you want the insurance company to you want to have enough coverage on your insurance so that if something does happen, if an accident does occur and it's your fault, you're protecting the other person, and more importantly, and just as importantly, you're protecting your assets from getting sued if there isn't enough coverage. Let me give you an example. You got John Doe. He's driving his car. He rear-ends the person in front of him. He's only got minimum coverage. The state minimum in Florida is $10,000 per accident. And he rear-ends a Porsche 911. That's an $80,000 to $100,000 car. They're not all that cheap to fix in the event of an accident. So, you know, the likelihood is that he's done more than $10,000 worth of damage to the vehicle. And so what's going to happen is the his insurance company is just going to write a check for $10,000, and whatever damage he's caused that's over that amount, the other insurance company is going to come after John Doe's assets and John Doe to make good on the repairs. So the last thing you want to do with auto insurance is you don't want to buy state minimums. They're not good. They might serve a need temporarily, but you're not really protecting yourself well and you're leaving yourself exposed. So you're much better off getting higher limits to protect your assets and to protect you in the event of a serious accident or injury. God forbid you hit somebody, and they have to lose a leg, or they're paralyzed. Anything along those lines, then you could be looking at significant financial responsibilities, and then you might you might go a lifetime of having your income docked by the court system because you've been sued, and you need to pay somebody some amount from your income for the rest of your life. That does happen. It can happen. The awards can be astronomically high, where you're just devastated financially for the rest of your life as well. So the best thing to do is make sure that your auto insurance is you've got the appropriate coverage, and that you also have an umbrella policy for at least $1 million. As a matter of fact, $1 million is the least expensive umbrella policy you can get, and they are pretty inexpensive. You probably about $200 to $300, depending on the insurance company, but no more than around $300 a year. That's right, we're talking at $300 a year, so maybe about $25 a month for $1 million worth of umbrella coverage. How does the umbrella coverage work? Well, you have your auto policy and you have your homeowner's policy, and then the umbrella comes in and provides you an additional $1 million over and above whatever the liability coverage that you have on your auto and your homeowners. And that just protects you so that in the event something happens, with homeowners, this is what happens a lot of times. You hire somebody to come in and do some repairs. They swear up and down that they're licensed and they're insured with the state of Florida. But all of a sudden, one of their employees falls off your roof or off of a deck, or something happens and they get hurt, and the company you've hired, they don't have workman's comp in place. They aren't licensed. They're not insured. They don't have their own liability policy and workers' comp policy to protect you in the event one of their employees gets injured. So what happens? John Doe, the employee, gets a good attorney, and the next thing you know, you're being sued under your homeowner's policy to pay for the medical bills and the damages and the lost wages through your homeowner's policy. So again, an umbrella policy protects you in the event that that the damages or the injury, or God forbid, the death of somebody who's doing work on your property, you have enough coverage to pay the family and settle out of court without ever having to go to court. The insurance company will be there and fight for you and advocate for you. So, but let's go back to car insurance here a little bit, because I was kind of digressing. We've got 50 states, of course, and the territory of Puerto Rico. Let's kind of go over the most expensive state to have car insurance is the state of Michigan, with an average annual premium of $2,239. And the least expensive state here in the United States is the state of Vermont, where the annual average premium is $932. So we kind of know the most expensive and the least expensive. And where does Florida fall into that mix? Well, Florida falls in as number 49, number 48 at $2,050 is the average annual auto premium in the state of Florida. And where do these premiums come from? How are they figured out? How does an insurance company determine where the rates are? Well, there's several factors. Florida and Michigan are no-fault states. I think no-fault creates a little bit of an increase on the insurance. And you know what? We're going to go over these issues and some of these points right after the break. We'll catch you on the other side of this break. This was a very short segment.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. We are back on the air. The phone number is 222-TALK or 222 or 222-8255. Give us a call. We are here to answer your questions. I know you're listening, and I know you got questions. Don't be shy. Give us a call. You know, we were kind of going over auto insurance and the cost. So some of the things that drive insurance costs up are no fault. The designation of no fault, which Michigan and Florida have, it will uncap medical benefits if you sustain an injury while you're driving. So there have been some studies, and it kind of says that, you know, hey, no fault drives some of those payments higher than they normally would in the event of an accident. And then the population, your state population also has to do a lot with where your premium rates are. And with Florida being one of the top populated states in the country, of course, by default, we're going to have more auto accidents because there's more people on the road than in other locations. So what are some of the factors that help lower your auto insurance rates? A small population, being in a more rural area, that will lower your insurance rates. Living in a small town, less people driving in that area, your insurance rate will be a little bit lower. Living in a large city like Miami or Tampa or Jacksonville, more populated, more people on the road, slightly higher insurance rates. In Florida, of course, we also have a lot of fraud, that will drive, that's another factor that will drive insurance rates up. So, you know, take all that into account, and that will give you a kind of a picture of what's happening here in Florida as to the insurance rates. And again, don't try to save pennies to cost yourself dollars on the back end. It's just not worth it. So, you know, hey, somebody give me a call here. Let's get your questions answered. Again, 222-TALK or 222-8255. If you're in a motorcycle, you know, you definitely need insurance. Let's face it, most motorcycle accidents happen because the driver in the car does not see the person in the motor that's on the motorcycle. So you need to make sure that you have good insurance, good uninsured motorist. Uninsured motorist protects you in the event of an accident. It pays your claims for the doctor. It pays your claims in the event that you have to lose work. And it pays your salary while you're recuperating and recovering. Uninsured motorist, you should buy uninsured motorist at the maximum levels possible. If you're not going to have full coverage, like $250,000, $500,000, or $300,000, your uninsured motorist should always match your bodily injury. So if you've got $100,000, $300,000, your uninsured motorist should match that. It should be $100,000, $300,000 as well. So you want to make sure that you're well protected. In Florida, there are a lot of drivers that are underinsured, again, because of the state minimum. And then there's a lot of drivers that just drive with PIP because Florida allows it. So they don't even have the bodily injury and liability insurance. So again, uninsured motorist protects you when the person who hit you is driving either uninsured or underinsured. So make sure you're protected. Just remember, uninsured motorist protects you in the event of an accident, not the other person. So you want to make sure that you're very well protected in that situation. So again, take that to the bank. Don't be penny wise and dollar foolish on the back end. It will cost you more in the event of an accident than you would like. What's another thing that raises and rises or that has rising costs is prescription drugs. The pricing, the drug pricing, I call it the drug pricing maze. Because that's exactly what it is. It's a series of contracts between the pharmaceutical industry that manufacture the medications, to wholesalers, to middlemen like pharmacy benefit managers that are known as PBMs, and they all have their finger in the pie, so to speak. And they're all cutting their little piece of pie out and lining their pockets. So what happens? You, the consumer, you end up paying more for the medication than you really need to. I mean, literally, it can take medications that should only cost you pennies. And I mean literally pennies. And all of a sudden, you can be paying tens of dollars as those costs are hyperinflated. So that everybody can get their piece of the pie in rebates and inflated costs. So it becomes important that you have insurance. It becomes important that you have the right coverage and that you have a prescription drug plan in place. Why? Because the very nature of the industry is also to try to get the lowest cost, and that's what the insurance companies do. They do advocate and try to fight for the lowest cost possible, but there is kind of some shady stuff in there as well. and that they also get a piece of the pie and the rebates that are in this swamp of prescription drug coverage. So if you're retired, you should be checking your prescription drug coverage every year during the open enrollment window, which is where we're at right now. It's known as the annual during annual enrollment. So again, if you're over the age of 65 or you're under the age of 65 and on Medicare because of Social Security disability, you should be reviewing your medication costs. You should be making sure that the prescription drug plan you're in, or the health insurance plan, or the Medicare insurance plan that you're on, is going to be covering your medications properly. You have until December 7th. I advocate that you reach out and schedule an appointment to have somebody, an expert, work with you in checking your medications and your formulary against the prescription drug plan that you're currently on, or the plan that you're currently in, and make sure that you're not going to be overpaying on your medications, and that you're getting them at the lowest cost possible for the year. Again, if you're a little shy, you don't want to get on the phone, you can always go out to Facebook and look up at Insurance Hour, you'll have my phone number and my email address at Insurance Hour on Facebook, or you can also reach out to me here on the radio station at 222 Talk or 222-8255. And don't forget that good life insurance protects you and your family. There are a lot of things that you can do with life insurance. You do not need, and again, you don't want to be penny wise and dollar foolish on the back end. Life insurance does more than just protect your family in the event that something tragic happens and you pass away unexpectedly. It can protect you while you're still alive. That's what life insurance can do. So I can't stress that enough. Another thing that you should be doing is every year you should be reviewing your life insurance policy. You should be making an appointment with your insurance person, whoever sold you the policy. If they're not available, then you should reach out to a brokerage like Thomas & Associates on Phillips Highway, who handle well over 100 different life insurance companies. They can review your policy for you, and make sure that everything's working well for you. They can also tell you about what policies are out there and some of the benefits from those policies. If you are on a universal life permanent insurance life insurance policy and you bought that policy 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you've never had it reviewed, well, then you should get it reviewed, because I got to tell you, you're likely underfunding that policy, and you're probably running close to that policy coming to the end of its life as you're dipping into the cash value, keeping it to be able to keep it active. So if you've got one of these policies, again, you want to reach out to the person who sold it to you, and put you in it. And if they're not available because they've retired, they've passed away, they're no longer in the business, then you should, again, you should reach out to a company that can do a free review for you and help you get that policy straightened out with honest answers and no obligations. Wow. And I hear music again. So it's getting a little louder. So we're gonna take a break, and then I'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump says the U.S. will not levy additional punitive measures against Saudi Arabia over the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. In a statement today, the president says that the U.S. does not condone the killing, but foolishly, canceling $110 billion in arms sales would only mean that Saudi Arabia would go elsewhere to buy them. A man who fatally shot his ex-fiance and two others at a Chicago hospital was kicked out of the city's fire department academy after threatening a female cadet. A spokesman for Chicago Fire says they told Juan Lopez he'd been disciplined. Following the 2014 threats, he was eventually fired. Lopez fatally shot Dr. Tamara O'Neill Monday after demanding she return her engagement ring. He also killed a responding officer and a pharmacy worker. On Wall Street, everything in the red today. Again, the Dow down 541, NASDAQ down 130, S&P down 50. More at SRNNews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, wow! That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Hi, everybody. It's our second year anniversary coming up Friday, November the 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. here at the Salem Center. Free food, free cash prizes, free entertainment. I just got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Friday evening, November the 30th, our second year anniversary, or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean, our second year anniversary, November the 30th.
If Obama said the word nationalist and explained it, they wouldn't have any problem with it. But it's Trump. Trump represents an existential threat to mushy-headed liberalism. They know it. They have to take away the rhetorical devices and weapons and issues that Trump has successfully used against the left to expose the left. They have to remove those topics from his discussion.
Laura Ingraham, 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Now, back to Dan, the insurance man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. We're back on the air. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about another type of insurance that's near and dear to my heart. It's a disability income policy. Sometimes you can get these type of policies through your employer, through the benefit program with they're known as short term and long term disability. What do they do? How do they work? Well, they work by protecting your income in the event something happens to you and you can't work. Maybe you have a heart attack, maybe you have a stroke, Maybe you're in a bad car accident and you can't work for the next 6 months because you're recuperating because of surgeries and broken bones. And so what does it do? It keeps paying your salary while you're out. It keeps you from necessarily going into bankruptcy. It keeps you from falling behind on your bills. It makes sure that if you're a two income household, there's still two incomes coming in to make sure everything's paid for. So a good disability income policy, you should always take advantage of the one that's with your employer, if they're offering one. And if that policy doesn't cover at least 2/3 of your income, then you should look at going out and getting a standalone policy to make up the difference. Very important, very, 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 very important that everybody have a disability income policy. It is more likely that you will have a major illness or an accident and have to use that policy than having a tragic accident where you pass away and die. So life insurance to help protect you in the event of something tragic happening to you, to protect your family so that they don't go live under a bridge. And disability income so that you are protected because of a bad accident and you don't die. And then that ties into life insurance. If you're interested in long-term care, because you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, what happens if I don't die, but I'm a paraplegic or a quadriplegic and I have to go live in a nursing home? How does that get paid for? Well, it doesn't unless you have long-term care insurance. What are some of the pitfalls of long-term care insurance? It's very expensive. It's not cheap. It's just super, super expensive, no matter how you look at it. So what can you do about that? Well, you know, the life insurance industries realize that there's a gap, there's a hole, that there's people who want long-term care insurance. But they're unable to afford a traditional long-term care policy. So some insurance companies have come out and they have created what are known as blended life insurance policies. And what they do is they protect you in the event you die because you have a death benefit. And if you're still alive and you're unable to do two of the six of daily activities of living, you're allowed to tap into that death benefit to pay for long-term care use. And that, does that mean that you have to go live in a nursing home? No, it does not. You can tap into that death benefit and pay those long-term costs in the comfort and be taken care of in the comfort of your own home. So you have some pretty good benefits and some interesting concepts and strategies that you can use. I typically say that if you're going to look at one of these policies, you should be getting at least $360,000 in benefit available to you. And if you don't want life insurance because maybe you have maybe you've already had some kind of like a little train wreck or so in the health status, maybe you've already had a major heart attack and you're uninsurable, or you've had cancer and you're uninsurable. One of the options that you can also explore is annuities. Annuities also have the benefit of having a long-term care rider put in place so that you can access the money without any penalties in the event that you need to, because you have to go into a long-term care situation. Strategies are a little bit different. Upfront costs are definitely different between an annuity and a life insurance policy. So there are some hurdles and some things that you have to go over. So make sure that you're dealing with an independent brokerage that can help you with those hurdles and those questions. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, 222-TALK or 222-8255. So that's 222 8255 or 222-TALK on your phone. So there's a so insurance is kind of like a magic it's kind of like a little magic pill that that protects you. Life insurance is another type of magic pill that that not only protects you and your family, it'll help protect your assets. As a matter of fact, getting the right type of life insurance policy, you can build up a significant amount of cash value that you can then use tax-free income in your retirement. You know, and if you're an employer and you have key employees and you're worried that they might want to leave and go to another company because they can command either higher pay or more benefits or better benefits than you're currently able to offer, you know, an executive carve-out plan or an insurance policy to provide a long-term bonus structure for your key employee, that's possible. It's one of the many things about life insurance that can be done. So you know, if you're a business owner and you have key employees, life insurance can be a way of helping retain them and keeping them there working with you and for you, and helping your business grow and make more money. And if you're a business owner and you're wanting to expand, and you're kind of having but you've got maybe some cash flow issues and the banks are not really willing to lend you money, you know, one of the nice things you can do is you can reach out to your banker. You can find out, hey, if you had a life insurance policy to use as collateral on the loan, where the bank has in the event something happens to you, the cash value can be used as collateral. The death benefit can be used as collateral in the event something happens to you. So there's all sorts of things that can be done. As a matter of fact, in the next few weeks, I'll have a banker on the radio show. We'll be going over some of these strategies and how you can use life insurance to secure business loans, for company growth. You know, again, life insurance is just a product and a type of insurance that has so many uses and handles so many strategic points in a person's life that you should have it. You just need it. Everybody needs it. Everybody should have some on them. Similar to car insurance. If you have a driver's license and you own a car, you should have car insurance. And so take advantage of that. Again, the phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Give us a call. We've got answers for your questions. Be safe on the road this weekend too, because we are going into a long weekend because of Thanksgiving. And you know who else needs insurance? Your pets. If you've got a dog or a cat, they should have pet insurance as well. Help protect them from eating something that they shouldn't. Helps in the event that your dog or your cat develop cancer. You know, over the years, I've had two cats develop cancer. And let me tell you, it was not cheap to treat them. And I wish in both of those instances that I had had pet insurance on them. Because it can definitely keep you from reaching into your wallet or your purse and paying really, really high, veterinary bills. You know, the best policies have unlimited coverage. You can get limited coverage, you know, $20,000 of coverage, $10,000 of coverage, But really, the best policies are the ones that have unlimited coverage, and will cover accidents, illnesses, cancer, hereditary conditions, emergency care, surgeries, and prescription medications that a vet or an emergency vet might prescribe. So those are kind of the limits or the some of the basics of what should be covered. And we got the music, so we'll pick up with maybe some pet insurance on the other side of the break. Time is moving very quickly today. It's probably because of the holiday and getting ready to cook that turkey and make that pumpkin pie. So we'll catch you on the other side of this music.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're back on the air. It's the other side of the music. We're going to kind of finish up a little bit here on the pet insurance, and then we'll move on to another topic. Again, the phone number is 222-TALK. That's 222-TALK, or you can call 222-8255. I'm here to answer your questions. Don't be shy. Give us a call. So we were kind of talking about pet insurance. We were going over some of the things that it should cover. It's typically a very inexpensive policy. Even your base essential. Your essential policy, again, it'll cover your accidents, your illnesses, your cancer, hereditary conditions, emergency care, surgeries, and RX meds. A typical cost for a dog between $25 and $50 a month. What goes into that? How old your dog is, the breed, and its weight. So those are the three factors that determine how much you pay on your dog insurance, your pet insurance for a dog. A cat will run anywhere from $15 to $35 a month on a good basic essential plan. If you have a purebred like a German Shepherd or a Pit Bull and it's not mixed with any other dog, those costs could be a little bit higher. Same for a cat. How young or how old? So you know, one of the questions I get sometimes is, you know, how young does a dog have to be, or how old does a dog or a cat have to be? Well, that depends on the insurance, on the company that's putting out the pet insurance product, the pet insurance policy. So the person who's helping you can answer that question. But I've seen it where there's no age maximum. It doesn't matter how old your dog or cat is. And I've seen it where, you know, the dog or cat have to be 6 to 7 weeks old on the younger side, as to how old, you know, as on the youngest side of things. Typically, you have to be a U.S. resident to purchase the insurance, and typically there's no contract with the veterinarian. It's usually either a schedule of fees, or it's just an indemnity reimbursement. And so it depends. You can usually get 70, 80, 90% reimbursement on the cost of the on the cost of the charges. You shouldn't. You know, and then there's usually a deductible anywhere from zero to $1,000 or $2,500. So of course, the higher your deductible goes, the lower your premium will be for the for your dog or cat. The less you have on the less or the more you're going to pay out of your pocket. On the reimbursement percentage. So if you have a 70% reimbursement percentage, you're going to pay a lower monthly premium on your dog or cat pet insurance than if you were getting than if it was going to pay 90% of the veterinary bill. So that will also work with that. You know, and here's the other thing too. If you need to, or if you're looking for it and you need it to come out as payroll deduction, you should ask your employer to add it as a company benefit, as a voluntary company benefit, so it can come out as payroll deduction. And that way you don't see the money coming out. You can just pay for it, and it comes out. And it works for you. As a matter of fact, it's a great benefit to have from your employer, is to have pet insurance available as a payroll deducted item. So that's something that you should ask your employer about, if it's important to you and you want it, and you'd like it to be payroll deducted. Again, ask your employer to add it as a benefit. If your employer says that they don't know how that would work out for them, or how it can be put in place, I'll give a shout out to an independent brokerage here in town that can help any employer with something like that. It's Thomas and Associates. They've been in business for 48 years, since 1970. They have seen it all, and they know the answers, and they know how to get the answers, so that they can set anything up for any business, any individual. They know how to get the they know how to help people. And you know, visit their Facebook page, or you can visit their website, healthinsurancethomas.com. Again, that's healthinsurancethomas.com. Or I'll give a shout out. Feel free to call the office line. It's 904-730-3900, somebody there can help you with your questions as well. And I'll give a shout out to the founder, AC Thomas, who's gonna forget more about insurance, health, and life insurance, and everything else than most people will ever be able to learn in their lifetime. Great company to reach out to for your questions, Thomas and Associates. So let's kind of move on. Other types of insurance that you should consider, depending on your situation. I kind of talked about this briefly once before. Kind of want to revisit it here, especially going into a long weekend where people might want to use a uh, Uber or Lyft, or maybe you are an Uber or Lyft driver. So, you know, you need to make sure if you're driving people around with Uber or Lyft, that you have proper rideshare insurance to protect you. Now, in most cases, a company like Uber, they will actually protect you if you're an Uber driver. Uber will actually protect you in the event that you are actually carrying a passenger. Where you are not protected by Uber is in the event that you're on the clock for Uber and you're waiting to pick somebody up and you get into an accident. Uber does not cover you at that point, and neither does your personal insurance. So you need to make sure you got proper rideshare insurance that covers you in that little area where you're not hauling somebody around in your car, and you, but you're on the clock waiting to pick somebody up. That goes the same for Lyft. And then if you're trying to do this on your own, where you're kind of building your own book of business as a self Uber or kind of like a self Lyft or self rideshare type person, then you absolutely must have rideshare insurance to protect you on the commercial side. Don't leave yourself exposed. Again, you're going to be dollar foolish and not penny wise if you're driving people around as a rideshare type business and you don't have the proper insurance. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the accident will happen. And it could be your fault, it could be the other guy's fault, but more important, you're going to be exposed on the insurance side of things if you don't have proper insurance on your person and on your vehicle. So again, rideshare insurance is very, very important. Going into the holidays, more people are going to go to parties and they're going to decide, I don't want to drive. I just want to get somebody to drop me off and then I'll call somebody to come pick me up and take me back home again. So I expect an increase on people reaching out to Uber and Lyft and to even some smaller third party, independent rideshare drivers. Renter's insurance. We're going into the holidays. Things happen. People can burn down your house. And if you're living in an apartment or a townhouse and it's a rental property, you need to make sure you have proper renter's insurance. It's not because of what you will do to your property. It's because of what other people will do to your property. So things do happen. We're moving into the holiday. People are going to be cooking turkeys. You know, we don't want somebody to burn down your property because somebody that's one of your neighbors in the apartment complex sets a fire and you lose your home because of somebody else's mistake. Renter's insurance will protect you. Get yourself a good renter's policy. They're inexpensive, about 20.